Hey, how's it going? I'm Vera, and welcome to Vera's CD Place. I have a new post schedule. I post every Thursday now, and if you'd like to suggest a podcast episode, host, or even be a guest host, message me on Instagram at vera.cdplace. Or just follow me on Instagram, either works. I recently moved, and of course, the job I moved for involves plants, and I've been thinking, how will I be able to grow my plants inside? More so edible plants, I'm not really concerned about aesthetic ones right now. And I thought about it. I combined two of my favorite things while making this episode: plants and tea. There are many herbs, fruits, and sweeteners out there to make tea. Some that I'm interested in, and one I haven't tried, are chamomile, lemongrass, raspberry, lavender, dandelion, honey, and the one I have yet to try, maple syrup. I love maple syrup. Not like the fake maple syrup that's mostly corn syrup, but I mean like maple syrup from maple trees, maple syrup. I'm currently looking for someone to sell me some. Until then, I will not have maple syrup in my tea. The greatest debate I'm having currently with my tea garden is, do I want seeds or do I want plants? Obviously, the seeds will get me plants. They'll turn into plants, but it's gonna take a lot longer. But I'm also thinking seeds are cheaper, I can get more plants. And then I also have to weed, and then it's hard to grow some herbs. Like, I tried growing rosemary once, and that was just disastrous. But if I buy the full-size plants, they're more expensive. But I don't have to wait as long. It's probably gonna keep growing and it's gonna look good. You can buy various herbs from the store to try your little herb combo, which is what I'm thinking of doing. You can go with traditional flavors or try something like adding lavender to your tea. Might be a little kind of like an aromatherapy type thing going on. And if you're not thinking lavender will be that great, you can add something else. Maybe like a citrus or cinnamon, maybe even berries like a raspberry, honey, honeysuckle, which smells and tastes delicious, maybe lemon verbena, maybe even basil or thyme or mint. I don't know what kind of tea you like, but you can add literally anything: peppermint, maple syrup, ginger, almond milk, coconut milk, ice cream, sorbet. You can make tea and add anything you want. Maybe try the sorbet, that kind of sounds interesting. I was doing research for this and I started thinking, well, what combos of like herbs and fruits would actually taste good together? So I kind of thought of like a real wild one: maple syrup, dairy, just any dairy, like almond milk maybe, or coconut milk. Not really like dairy, but just like a milky type thing. Maybe even ice cream. So you could add like maple syrup, a milk, mint, and citrus. I'm not entirely sure how that flavor combo is gonna go together, but it might be okay, or it might be disgusting and I just pour it down the sink. Who really knows? Now, if I were going foraging for my ingredients, I would probably pick like a dandelion and blackberry or raspberry, because dandelions are literally weeds, and blackberry and raspberries just kind of grow everywhere. They're also basically weeds at this point. Some other suggested combos that are less sketch. I saw like rosehip and hibiscus, chamomile and lemongrass, mint and ginger. Those are all pretty safe options. Not bad options, just safe. And that's okay. Maybe even like raspberry leaves and strawberry leaves. Or maybe just add the whole strawberry and the leaves in there. Really mix it up. Those are tea combos I concocted and also found online when I was doing some research. You can use whatever herbs you want, but most teas follow a structure according to Spruce Eats. It's generally one part flowery note, so something flowery, maybe like a violet, chamomile. Two part placeholder flavor, which helps blend and tie everything together, like red raspberry leaves or dried nettles. Or in my case, I guess I was using milk as my placeholder flavor. I don't know if that's good or not. And then also you can use one part fruity component like rosehip or hibiscus, and then one part cooling herb like mint. I'd probably totally pass on the mint and replace that with citrus. So that's one part flowering note, two part placeholder flavor, one part fruity component, and one part cooling herb, which I would not do because that's just not my cup of tea, literally. And on that note, I'm just going to end that right there on the pun. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know on Instagram at Vera, V-E-R-A dot cdplace.com. I'll see you there.